The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I stand on the hill, but not for a thrill, for the breath of a fresh keel. And never mind the man who contemplates doing away with license plates. He stands alone anyhow, baking the cookies of discontent by the heat of the laundromat vent. Leaving his soul. And then, like in poetry, I go dot, dot, dot. You know, kind of offset up. Leaving his soul. Parting the waters of the medulla oblongata with John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. You like that one, John Boy? Yeah.
What's the day?
Thursday.
What's the date?
The 9th?
It's May 9th.
All What's right. the year?
It's just like I said, you just get me up on my bicycle, push me. I'll take it from there. All right, then. Speaking of two-wheelers, the Kyle Petty Charity Ride Across America on the, what is it, the 10th or 20th anniversary of Victory Junction. It's the 20th anniversary. Victory Junction. Raise money, have they been doing over the years? So let's see where they are. Yeah, been going through some Big Show country. So this morning, they are in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Arrived yesterday afternoon. They'll be headed to Bristol, Virginia when they pull out a little later this morning. And then tomorrow, Friday, they'll take out of Bristol, Virginia, head toward Greensboro, North Carolina. And they'll ride into Greensboro and celebrate another successful ride across America. This was the 28th anniversary of Kyle Petty's charity ride across America.
Wow. That's a lot of time on the bikes.
Good stuff. All right. Well, wave, line up if you get a chance. We got 3 dates in history saved up. Get our first prize back out and get the winning beginning. Wake up, Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack. We got a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card. That'll fill up your motorcycle. It's all from Law Tigers, motorcycle lawyers who ride. Want you to win the trip of a lifetime to the 84th Annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally and a custom Harley-Davidson performance bagger. So go to BigShow.com, click on that Law Tigers banner, get your info. Listen up to our 3 dates in history. Where we got our categories when that prize pack here. May 9th, it was 1899. The lawnmower was patented. All right. 1966. We'll make that 1986. Actor Herschel Bernard passed away. He provided cartoon voices for the Jetsons, Charlie the Tuna, and the Jolly Green Giant.
All right.
About that. Go, Hersh. Finally, on this date, 1999, a truck carrying 20 million bees in 450 hives overturned in Falmouth, Maine. Quit thinking firefighters sprayed the dumped hives with water to make the bees think it was raining so they'd stay inside. Five firefighters were still stung, but no one was seriously hurt.
Did you say quick-thinking firefighters sprayed water?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of what they do?
Well, it worked out just fine. Had the hoses and the water.
Yeah.
Everything was good. And there you go. There's our three categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll-free line across America. We play Outburst next. Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio. It is Thursday, May the 9th, and today's feature track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, Coca-Cola 600 happens Sunday, May 26th. Reverend Billy Ray Collins, Mother's Day with Billy Ray. Search for keyword Mother's Day. Hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. He's dead, Winnie and Boogie.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Billy from Atlanta, Georgia.
We'll have a big show time.
Billy! Good morning, Billy. You all right, Tater?
Good morning, sir.
I'm good, bro.
How you doing?
I'm doing good there. And you got Tater all excited screaming your name out this morning.
Billy.
All right, buddy. Well, Billy, let's get you through these three categories and award you the big old Law Tigers prize pack. You ready to go?
All right, bud. I'm ready to go.
All right. Play along with Billy at home or in the car, y'all. Give us three lawn tools. Ready, go.
Mower, weed eater, and edger.
Bam. Now give us three cartoons. Ready, go.
Bugs Bunny, Simpsons, and Tom and Jerry.
All right. And for the win, three things trucks carry. Ready, go.
Produce, chickens, and fuel.
It's everything to keep America moving. This is the Big Show. And Billy, your prize pack, head down to Atlanta for you. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate it. This is my first time calling in, and I've been a long-time listener.
Well, all right. Billy, there you go, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, John Boy.
All right, this is planned for the next 20 minutes. Now it's your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for our early risers and Oliver in here. All right.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now back to your man. Now back to me. Now let me take a look at your man. Ooh, your man is actually not a bad-looking guy. Oh, my. But sadly, he's not me. He doesn't look like me. And he doesn't smell like me. Say, is your man using one of those lady-scented body washes? Really? You know, on him, it kind of works. Where are you now? I'm on a boat. Does your man use sunscreen? He should. The sun does terrible things to the skin. Of course, your man's skin is actually quite nice. What's in my hand? It's an oyster. And inside, two tickets to that thing you love. Why don't you call one of your girlfriends from work, and the two of you have an evening out on me? Look again. The tickets are now diamonds. Maybe you and your girlfriend could sell a few and pick up enough cash to pay for a real girl's weekend in Cancun. Oh, don't worry about leaving your man behind. I'll be glad to keep him company. I'm a man who enjoys hanging out with other men. Before you go, tell me about you and your man. What's your situation? Are the two of you, you know, serious? Or is this just a casual thing? My man and I have what we call an understanding. We know that a man can enjoy the company of another man without there being any heavy emotional stuff. It's like two guys going to the gym. Now your man and I are in a gym. The whole place is full of men who use lady-scented body washes. Your man fits right in. Would your man like to grab something to eat later? I know a great little sushi place. Now your man and I are in a great little sushi place. Your man is freshly showered, but he still has the rosy glow of a vigorous workout. Your man doesn't really want to call it a night this early, does he? Does your man like to dance? Come on, I can tell he's got some moves. Now your man and I are in a nightclub. We're on the dance floor. Your man is shaking it like a Polaroid picture. Oh my. His phone rings. It's you, calling from Cancun to see how it's going. He lets the call go to voicemail. I wouldn't read too much into that. Now your man and I are doing Jaeger shots at the bar. Your man says you're kind of stifling him lately. He says he needs some space. He thinks once you get back from Cancun, the two of you need to have a serious talk. He's discovered things about himself he never knew before. And to be perfectly honest, he's not sure you have a place in the new life he's planning. There, he said it. Now you're crying. Your man is apologizing. He didn't plan this. It just kind of happened. He says, it's not you, it's him. He's packing up his stuff and moving out. He thinks you're a great girl, and you'll find the right guy before you know it. Your man hates that look in your eyes. He never meant for this to happen. But if it wasn't me, it would have been somebody else. Your man has to be true to who he really is. Here, I'm giving you another handful of diamonds to cheer you up. Your man and I will never forget you. We're riding off together into the sunset. We're on a horse.
John Boy and Billy.
Yeah!
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. It's time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. So that old job is getting to be quite a grind, eh? Same thing over and over again, day after day. Well, you can't help but feel trapped. So it's not hard to understand why some folks decide to just say the heck with it. Give up that old 9-to-5, grab one of the old lady's pantyhose, and turn to a life of crime. And for a lot of people, it's a step up. After all, in prison, you spend the majority of your time in a spacious 8x10 cell. At work, you spend the majority of your time in a cramped little 6x8 cubicle with no bunk beds. In prison, they give you 3 meals a day. And if that's not enough, you can steal the new guy's cornbread. At work, you only get a break for 1 meal a day, and you pay for it. And if you steal the new guy's cornbread, there's consequences and repercussions, brother.
You can't have my cornbread.
See? I rest my case. Exactly my point, my bespectacled young friend. That's the right way to say it.
I got it.
In prison, good behavior is rewarded with time off and maybe a conjugal visit. At work, good behavior is rewarded with more work and no overtime. So at least you're getting screwed somehow. In prison, that nice guard locks and unlocks all the doors for you. Sometimes they even tip their hat. At work, you have to use your security card and open all the doors yourself. That is, if the system is even working. And sometimes the janitor even gives you the finger. In prison, you only have to share the toilet with one other person. At work, you have to share a one-seater with everyone. And you always manage to get in there after the office cheapskate has taken all the loose toilet paper out to the car. In prison, you get visits from family and friends. At work, you can't even speak to your family. But you do get to visit with that unblinking anorexic psycho with the propeller hat.
Unblinking?
This sounds like our work.
I rest my case. In prison, all expenses are paid by the taxpayers, including cable TV, gym fees, and health care. At work, you get to pay all your own expenses, and only after the man takes half your paycheck to pay the prisoner's tab. That's called irony. In prison, you spend your life behind bars waiting to get out. At work, you spend your life wanting to get out and go inside bars. In prison, you're surrounded by people with names like Rico, Bugsy, Left Eye, Killer, and Razor. At work, you're surrounded by people with names like Jawboy, Tater, Spanky, Mater Man, Yogi, and Pekka from Graham.
Starting to sound like your work, huh?
In prison, you have a humorless, sadistic warden, a real buzzkill, a drunk with authority, a power-mad lunatic bent on making your time there as miserable as possible. At work, you have Randy.
I thought that sounded familiar.
I rest my case.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hey there, this your old pal Justin LeBlanc. When I'm not mooching some of that fine Jacques Daniel whiskey and a plate of right fine gumbo off my best friend Woodrow Boudreau and that sassy sack of wife of his old Lisbon, I'm listening to those two wacky Cajun John Boy and Billy right there on that there Big Show. Hoo-wee, they is funny, I guarantee.
It's a Big Show on the radio rolling through your Thursday. This Sunday is Mother's Day. How about a song with the old mom? Hit it.
And now she'll never get a ring.
Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some Dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that is guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Ooh, like our recent episode with Melissa Joan Hart.
LL Cool J gave me some great advice. He had all these gold chains, and I was like, wow, look at all these diamonds. And he said something to the effect of, don't waste your money on something like this. Buy a house. Like, he gave me, like, solid investment advice where I was like, save my money, got it.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Got a bonus top 10 list for you. First, let me tell you about the prize pack. You can win. You're going to play John Boy Jeopardy in minutes. It's a Red Max prize pack. Red Max makes the best trimmers and blowers and commercial zero-turn mowers. Got a 2-year unlimited hour warranty. Kawasaki engines. Heavy-duty fabricated deck. Mow like a pro with Red Max. Click on the banner when you hit thebigshow.com. Right now, let's do it.
Both Hollywood's writers and actors on strike. TV networks are filling the gap with programs that don't need scripts and use real people instead of actors. Which means get ready for even more reality TV shows. But wait, there's a little bit of hope. Not every idea that gets pitched actually makes it into production. Sometimes even the TV people will say no. Today's Big Show Top 10 list, the top 10 rejected reality show ideas. Number 10, Property Brothers versus Sister Wives. Number 9, Naked and Afraid of Clowns. Number 8, The Great British Dentistry Show. Number eight. Okay, sure. Curb Your Dog's Enthusiasm for Leg Humping. Number 7, The Amazing Racist. Number 6, America's Funniest Home Invasions. I think they shot that one on a Ring doorbell camera. Number 5, RuPaul's Bud Light Chug-a-Lug Contest. Number 4, Shiites Creek. I think that's some kind of international import.
I've watched 3 of these so far.
Let's see. Number 2, Cocaine Bear Grills. And the number 1 rejected reality show, Law and Order SBD.
Silent but deadly.
Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. I'll jump right in here. Ooh, we got to review yesterday's question in case you missed it. We found out, well, just about everybody done it now, but in 1839, Robert Cornelius became the first person to take this kind of photograph.
What is a selfie?
A selfie. We're not sure how he worked that out. I guess run around in front of the camera. Good work here, Robert.
Today, Bob. Way to go, Bob.
Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Scientists have shown that once rehydrated, dried up eggs from this insect can survive for up to 5 years.
What are these crazy cicadas?
That's good. They loud, ain't they?
Wow.
Yes. That's awesome. We'll have to tell you the story. Randy's wife, Doodle, scared to death of him.
No. That's
awesome. Right now, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. What you got here for this insect? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play next. Good morning, this is a Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Thursday, May 9th. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, sponsored by Shawnee Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Reverend Billy Ray Collins, Mother's Day with Billy Ray. His search for a keyword, Mother's Day. Include that track on you. John Boy and Billy album. For that mother on your Mother's Day list. I always thought that was funny, but I can't get a reaction out of you.
Nope.
How many mothers do you have on your Mother's Day list? You could have mother, grandmother, great-grandmother.
Yeah.
Mother-in-law, does that
count? Yeah.
Okay.
Look at you knowing your mothers.
I'm saving another one for you.
Okay,
later,
good.
But right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
And now a man who has Mother's Day for his wife all set. He signed her up for something really wonderful. And we're all hoping she wins when he does the drawing tomorrow. He's John Boy.
Oh, can't let my wife win, my wonderful thing. Give away 103. All right, let's go to James. He's out of Beaufort, North Carolina. Good morning, James.
Morning.
Hey, buddy. All right, you got first shot at John Boy Jeopardy today, James. Scientists have shown that once rehydrated, dried up eggs from this insect can survive for up to 5 years. What you got?
What are cicadas?
You going with the old cicadas? No, I should have been more forceful when I was telling Marcy, no, not the cicadas a while ago. Well, James, appreciate you playing, buddy. Have a great day.
We'll try you as well.
All right, man. Let's go to Matt. He is over in Dunlap, Tennessee. Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
Hey. All right, Matt, I hope you're paying attention. Cicadas have been guessed twice so far. Still not right. What you got, buddy?
I think I'm going to go with the skeeters. Mosquitoes.
You're going with the skeeters. Show us mosquitoes. That's it. Those little annoying things. James, you got the Red Max prize pack for your effort this morning, buddy. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I believe you. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. 20 minutes away from a brand new top 10 list, my man Bill Silvers.
Who likes ice cream?
It's a Big Show on the radio. Less than 20 minutes. Top 10 list. Bill Silvers, Comedy Gold, and be President Biden. And right now, this bonus top 10 list.
Well, now, you know, despite what you might think, I stay busy. Okay? Always on the go, rushing, running, planning my next inevitable failure. So out of necessity, I stop at a lot of fast food joints. FYI, there aren't enough Burger Kings. I find the mascot charmingly disturbing. Just once, I'd like to hit the drive-thru without some annoying dingus harshing my mellow. Can somebody give me a break? Can I get one damn break? Here are the top 10 annoying morons in the drive-thru. Number 10. The stupid turd in the Datsun hatchback that doesn't understand what pull up to the second window means. Number 9. The family of four ordering enough food for 40 people. Have another drumstick, Tubby. Number 8. The mouth breather that thinks constantly honking his horn will make things move faster. How'd you like to make that sound walking? Number 7. Little Petey Peckerhead who won't move up because he's busy watching porn on his phone.
Wow.
Number 6, the spaced out doper dog trying to give his order to the clown statue. Number 5, the entitled millennial halfwit with coexist and peace bumper stickers screaming obscenities at the guy with the MAGA bumper sticker. Number 4, the old guy who thinks this is the bank. Number 3, the green freak whose electric car battery died and is wandering around with an extension cord. Thanks for saving the planet. If my fish sandwich is cold, it's your ass, pal. Number 2, the fat girl having a fist fight through the window because they don't have enough chicken nuggets. And the number 1 person I hate at the fast food drive-thru is... me, making another bad diet decision. I got a lot of problems with you people.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio running through your Thursday. About 20 minutes on track with Doug Rise. Get you caught up with all things NASCAR with our man Doug. Right now, bring him in.
Greetings and salivations, members of the great unwashed and flyover country. It's your sympathetic buddy, Bill Silvers, with another verbal slap in the kisser to our commander in Depends. That's right, you guessed it, slow Joe Biden. He's still wearing a mask on the campaign trail. It's not because he's a germaphobe. It just hides the duct tape Obama put over his mouth. Too soon?
No.
But he's not all bad. Okay, I can't sell that, but at least he does like ice cream, and he eats a lot of it. And why shouldn't he? It's not like he's going to get brain freeze. Now, you may not be able to afford ice cream with this inflation, but he can. After all, it's your money. Am I right? This guy knows what I'm talking about. So, in an effort to give an attaboy to Dunce Master Flex from the home office somewhere behind the dumpster in Dunder Mifflin, Scranton, Pennsylvania, here are the top 10 ice creams named for Joe Biden. Number 10, Mumble Stumble Fumble Cookie Crumble. Number 9, gee, your kid's hair smells like Tutti Frutti. Number 8, Skidmark Fudge. Oh, we're all thinking it. Shut up. Shut up, Blondie. Number 7, Plagiarizing Passion Fruit. Number 6, My Second Wife Was Our Babysitter's Wedding Cake. Number 5, Hunter's White Powder and Call Girl Party Vanilla. Number 4, Hot Buttered Fourth Grader. Number 3, Garage Full of Classified Documents Truffle Shuffle. Number 2, Rocky Road to World War III. And the number 1 ice cream named for Joe Biden, Disappoint Mint. They're Legos. They stack one on top of the other. That's great.
Good morning, everybody, from my Big Show family to yours. Thank you for listening. Your latest news, weather, sports coming up.
Hello. This is Ricky B. Sharp from Alabama. You potlickers are listening to a couple other potlickers known as John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. You know, I ain't just a guest star on the Playhouse and the official mascot for Mr. Runt Populous over at the Pizza Runt. That's just the tip of the iceberg. What's this? Note from John Boy? Keep it short. Son of a...
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Talking about Kyle Petty charity ride across America. They headed out of Bowling Green, Kentucky today, headed to Bristol, Virginia. Tomorrow to head out of Bristol, culminate Greensboro, North Carolina. Talking about motorcycles, Law Tigers, proud sponsors of the Big Show, got styling in Sturgis 2024. Once again, we teamed up with our boys. And giving away the ultimate trip of a lifetime is a trip to the 84th Annual Sturgis Rally. Also, we got a custom Harley-Davidson Performance Bagger. VIP stay at Glencoe Camping Resort. Custom Harley told you about. Sound system by Rockford Fosgate. Turbo from Trash Performance. Parts from J&P Cycles. Firearms, you need your Desert Eagle from Magnum Research. How about jewelry from Anvil's Cache? And electric bikes from Soul E-Bikes. All that. And for your chance to win at stylinginsturgis.com. Of course, we got it set up. You click on the link when you go to thebigshow.com. You'll be making the scene for the 84th Annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, August 1st through the 11th. Woo. All right, click on the link at thebigshow.com. Good luck. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll try to beat the blonde. If you do, get you an LS Tractor prize pack, includes a one-year subscription to Mossy Oaks Gamekeepers Magazine, LS Tractor Cap. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. Check them out. Official tractor of Mossy Oaks Gamekeepers. And now it's time for On Track with Doug Rice. Before we went on the air, we got Doug to commit to coming down and being in the studio with us before he retires at the end of this year. I had to get that on tape, Doug. All right. You're in now, buddy.
I appreciate that. We'll arrange transportation later, but that'd be fun. That'd be fun. I always liked working in studio with folks, so let's do that.
All right. Good deal, buddy. All right. Well, I'm looking at Kyle Larson. He is atop the NASCAR standings as we look ahead to Darlington now.
As he should be. Every week you go to the racetrack, and if there's one team that you can look at that you're assured is going to be in the mix, it's going to be Kyle Larson. He's won a couple of times this year. He's had half a dozen top 10 finishes. And he's won three poles, and he wins the closest finish ever in NASCAR history this past weekend at Kansas Speedway. We always use those adjectives, an eyelash, the width of a hair, all of those things worked out. He won by 0.001 second. And the first readout on NASCAR's official scoring said 0.000, which would have been a tie. This is as close as we've ever gotten to that, as he edged out Chris Buescher at the very end of that race in what was a really entertaining race and just a magnificent finish.
It really was. It really was up there, I guess, over there in Kansas.
Yeah.
Get my geography. That's wild, man. Doug, Michael McDowell in the news of NASCAR.
Michael McDowell, driver of the 34 car for Front Row Motorsports, best known for winning a Daytona 500. He won last year at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course, has announced that he will be leaving Front Row Motorsports at the end of this year. He's had some success with one of the smaller teams. A lot of speculation that he might wind up at Spire Motorsports, that they may buy a charter from another team that maybe is collapsing or folding in a little bit, or could wind up someplace else. Somebody else has a free charter. I'm going to, this is pure speculation, I'm going to speculate that his longtime sponsor, Love's Travel Center, will probably stay with him. If you see the Love's trucks going down the road, they usually have Michael's picture on them. He's inside any of those truck stops you stop at. They have a great relationship with him. But that's the first real big move in NASCAR silly season, and that means silly season is starting in the month of May right now.
Wow.
And what you get is you get a guy that you know can win you a race, and you also get stability. You're not going to wake up in the morning and look on social media and find out that Michael McDowell was involved in something scandalous and you've got to send him off for sensitivity training. Right. And today, that's worth something.
That's true, man. I'm just looking at the standings again. Old gun, Martin Truex Jr. up there right behind Kyle Larson, second place.
Yeah, Truex has not won this year. We've only had 7 winners in the first 12 races. And I think he will win this year, but I don't know how many other guys are going to win races this year. I feel like the ones that are going to win, for the most part, have probably won. I can see Truex coming in and winning a race. He's in a Gibbs car, maybe as a little bit of a long shot. Ty Gibbs, Ross Chastain possibly winning a race this year. Since Chris Buescher just lost by an eyelash, I'll put him in and Ryan Blaney, but I think the number of teams that are going to win this year by the time we get to the playoffs is going to be lower. We're going to see teams battling to get in via points at Darlington this year, which is the cutoff race. Maybe as many as a half dozen teams fighting for playoff spots in the points.
And we can say for sure that that is the closest that Ford has come to winning a race this year by that eyelash. It was a fuck.
Yes.
I was just doing the first part of Ford.
What you said. So many ways to go there, but I will choose none of them.
Thank you.
I will choose C. How's that? I mean, it's close. The same thing happened in Atlanta. Ryan Blaney was 0.002 seconds behind Daniel Suarez that won. And Ford could have won at Talladega, but Michael McDowell makes that move to try to cut off Brad Keselowski, and they both crash out, so they don't win there. So they've had some opportunities, but all of them have been really close, and they've come up just a little bit short. We're 12 races in. Ford, which if you're a Ford person, was fast on race day. If you're an anti-Ford person, was fix or repair daily, is 0-12.
All right. Mother's Day racing at Darlington. The Lady in Black will take on this weekend. What you looking at,
I don't know that anybody's taking roses to the Lady in Black. But,
no.
And, you know, what they say in Casablanca, round up the usual suspects. This could be a Ford week. Somebody could go down there and hit the handle like a Ryan Blaney, or maybe Joey Logano, who is below the cut line right now, could get hooked up, but I'm going to look at the usual suspects here. Kyle Larson will be in the mix to win down there. He's very good at Darlington and could make some noise. And Denny Hamlin. Hamlin's won 3 times this year. Those are the two locks I think will be in the mix. If I'm looking for a dark horse, I'm going to go Ross Chastain. Ross drives well there. Their cars are usually competitive. He catches a little bit of luck. Qualifies well. I feel like qualifying will be key there. You don't want to be starting back in the 20s. You need to be up toward the front if you're going to do well this Sunday.
All right, good stuff, man. Well, we had 2 close finishes counting the Kentucky Derby last weekend as well, Doug. Maybe we'll have another close one down
there. One by an eyelash, one by a nose. We're running out of body parts.
Well, all right. Somebody was excited. We'll leave that one as well.
Yes, we will.
Doug?
It's like if I was in a foot race, my belly would get there before the rest.
Thank you for that. Well, buddy, you have a great Mother's Day weekend. We will see you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you so much. That's Doug Rice. You can follow him on Twitter at RiceMan61. All right, let's play Beat the Blonde. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Get a contestant and play next.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple?
pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with Melissa Joan Hart.
LL Cool J gave me some great advice. He had all these gold chains, and I was like, wow, look at all these diamonds. And he said something to the effect of, don't waste your money on something like this. Buy a house. Like, he gave me, like, solid investment advice where I was like, save my money. Got it.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.